You're listening to Real World News.
The People's Summit ended on Friday in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, with a press conference similar to the plenary sessions and assemblies organized in the past days, and it ended in a people's dialogue with the media. Representatives from different social movements and organizations that worked organizing the People's Summit were formed in a circle that gave way to an exchange with the general public and the press. There was also time to express solidarity with the Paraguayan people after a coup that just ousted democratically elected President Fernando Lugo. At the end of the event, Rio World Radio interviewed Darcy Frigo of Brazilian organization Terra de Direitos to have a short assessment of the People's Summit. The Brazilian social networks highlighted that the summit created an agenda for common struggles in the coming months. The work begun in Rio de Janeiro will continue. The summit ends, but the process of struggle continues, said the spokespeople at the press conference. The environmental and social impacts of agrofuels, their competition for land with the food sector, in a world where over 1 billion people are hungry, and monoculture plantations were some of the recurrent issues. Another important aspect for the organizations of the People's Summit were the big demonstrations held in Rio de Janeiro. This was the first thing highlighted by Frigo. He told us it was a success in terms of popular mobilization with massive public demonstrations and a historical march where 80,000 participated in Rio de Janeiro. The protest took place on June the 20th as part of a Global Action Day. Frigo said he expects as a result of the social movement's actions we will be able to broaden our agendas, especially in the struggle for rights, which are being violated everywhere. Women's rights, the right to water, the right to food sovereignty. The People's Summit gave special importance to the plenary sessions and assemblies. It was necessary to create a new methodology that would enable dialogue, and the plenary sessions and assemblies did exactly that, said Frigo. In the building of the People's Summit, the most important moment was to come up with a common position to reject green economy. This new process of convergence of social movements and organizations from around the world seeks to respect diversity and to avoid imposing hegemonies or patterns. The idea was to open up dialogue to build common agendas. He finally talked about the UN negotiations on sustainable development that ended also on Friday in Rio de Janeiro. The official summit was a failure, he said, in that in order to tackle the real problems faced by humankind, the food, environmental and social crisis, he believes it is necessary to mobilize to pressure governments and the UN system in order to further promote the agenda built by the civil society.
You are listening to Real World News.